Oh, yes, there is life after disability. Living ain't over until it's over. While keeping this in mind, realize there is work for you to do, whether it's on you, family and friends, or the world. Everybody has something to give, even after disability, so this is no time to be sleeping on your skills. Thank you for joining me, talking about you with Estra from Seattle, Washington, USA. And I'm glad you're here for our second program in our summer series, Life After Disability 2. Disability doesn't mean grabbing on to a doom and gloom outlook. You can be as bright as anyone else. Are you looking up to the light or holding your head down in the darkness? This might be a choice you have to make each and every day because of disability. But as long as you get up each and every morning and give life your best, fulfilling hopes and dreams are one day closer. If thinking you are the only one who has been told you will never do something, rethink that thought. Could this be true? Maybe, but maybe not. Be honest with yourself and your dreams. All of us would be sitting in the dark had Thomas Edison, Joseph Swan, and Hiram Maxim felt this way after several tries of developing a light bulb. Giving all we've got sometimes gets us to where we want to go. Will there be Debbie or Dick Downer saying you can't? Always. It's your heart and soul that leads the way, so heed their advice. A well-known saying by Edgar Guest, "I have to live with myself, and so I have to be fit for myself to know," goes a long way in keeping personal focus on target. So make each day count by believing in yourself, what you're capable of, and a determination to follow through on what's important. Too many people with disabilities have been marginalized. I'm happy to see in 2016 election, the Hillary Kane presidential ticket is not taking disabled votes for granted. They have mentioned making changes in support of disabilities more than any other team thus far. First, recognize your self-worth because you are worthy and others should take you seriously. Whatever can be done for you to feel better about yourself, not for others, but for you, give it a try. Hope oftentimes brings about a positive way of thinking and gives people the energy and motivation to make personal improvements. So check your hope barometer to see where you are on this. And second, self-love opens up worlds of opportunity by allowing you to see life from more perspectives. Take a moment to stand back and see the many wonderful things about yourself. It opens doors to the heart that can be blocked from brokenness. So recognize who you are and what you have going for you. Personal injury recovery is a long and lonely process. The struggles to regain some of life's basic abilities often seem as a Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier fight. After a number of rounds of physical therapy, medications, medical visits, and whatever else it takes to move forward, most injured begin to see results. And by this time, you've figured out if in the fight of your life with private or public insurance companies. These corporations are experienced and often get most insureds on the ropes, so to speak, leaving many with no place to turn. During personal injury recovery, it's common to become discouraged because of wanting to be able to perform past abilities. Nothing stays the same. This includes your life and capabilities. One must learn how to adapt to change, whether it's physical, environmental, career, family, and yes, this is another endless list. Change in life is constant, and recognizing you must continue to move along with the program helps to acknowledge it's part of living. And it often forces us to accept change and adapt or get stuck. And the former is better. By choosing to adapt, there are lessons learned and personal growth. By remaining stuck, needless suffering may be encountered in order to force one to accept the new changes. Therefore, choose wisely whether you go or stay in the same place. Fear can sometimes cause us to worry about going forward It often seems like diving into the deep end of a swimming pool and not knowing how to swim. This may indeed be part of the adventure in life, the things we cannot see, the unknown. Sometimes safety and security isn't in the season we're in. Fortunately, critical thinking is around us all the time, and we can use this to evaluate our condition and choices and decide what is in our best interest. So don't fear. Instead, use your knowledge and wisdom to make choices and then arrive at a better destination. One important key to life after disability is perseverance no matter what. Some roads are smooth, others are rugged, and often they change from one to the other. Instead of having to deal with the same struggles over and over again, stay with the one you're currently resolving. And this way, it brings you closer to where you want to go and seeing what's been accomplished through the struggle. Don't worry, you will find rest and peace along the way. Everyone finds a little quiet time now and then. It gives time for formulating the next actions and responses. Remember never to give up or end to what you must face. Ask yourself, what can I learn while in this circumstance? How can I improve my current conditions? Do I need to slow down, speed up, or stay at this level to move through this process? Do I have enough information to make the right decisions? And more importantly, have I gotten what I've needed to make it until tomorrow? And if unable to get what I need, how can I do without it? Learn to live within all life's conditions. It will make you appreciate life from different perspectives and keep you strong through life after disability. Stay safe, well, and determined. Thank you for listening with me, Estra. Now introducing No Peeps camera covers for smartphones, tablets, and laptops. Do you know who has been spying on you through applications on your devices? Do you know how easy it is to remedy this problem? Purchase a No Peeps cover for your device. Place it over the camera lens and no more spying. Available now on eBay and EstraCarWreckHelp.com for only $7.99 US dollars. Cover your smartphone camera today and end the snooping. Join Talking About You with Estra next Monday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.